Good afternoon. My name is Dennis McKinnon. I'm here with Shiloh Baptist Church, and we're going to introduce the pastor of the church who's going to give us a little insight of what he envisioned for the church in the coming years. And I'm going to turn it over to Minister Holm, who is also here with us, and he's just going to ask the pastor some pertinent questions relative to the podcast and the what they view as the future for the church. Minister Holmes.
Well, welcome to the Preacher's Cafe. Once again, my name is Minister Holmes. I'm here with Pastor Charles J. Ivy, and we're going to talk about a few things concerning the church and the direction and the vision of the church. So, Pastor Ivy, you once told me that you would like to see Shiloh Baptist Church become the central educational center for Christian education in Lake County. Tell me about it.
Well, yes, that's correct, Minister Holmes. And first, I will introduce myself. For those that may not know me, my name is Charles Ivy. I grew up here in the city of Waukegan, and I ended up, I have 50 years here now at Shiloh Baptist Church, 50 years. The last 3.5 years as pastor. Prior to that, I was under Pastor J.N. Lightfoot, and then under Pastor Wallstone E. Francis, and serve as Pastor Francis' assistant, involved in the Board of Christian Education, Sunday school, ministries, you name it. I have matriculated through the various ministries of the Shiloh Baptist Church, and now I'm sitting in the chair of pastor.
Yes, sir.
And yes, my desire is for Shiloh to become a Christian education center. Mm-hmm. Christian education center, by that I'm simply saying that as a family, as a church family, we would like for our membership and those that attend Shiloh to receive a sound biblical Christian education where they will know who Jesus Christ is. They'll know about God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, as well as the humanity's condition. Mm-hmm. And so that we can understand our need for a Savior and be able to share scripture with those that we come in contact with.
It sounds like you're trying to make disciples of men.
I think that's the shortest way to get there.
Amen. Amen. It's good to see that. So when you first talked to me and Minister Cobb about the podcast, we kind of explained to you what we were trying to do here. And what we got from that, that the podcast can really be a jump off in terms of kind of a way of advertising, lack of a better word, of what this Christian Education Center could possibly be, to really communicate biblical doctrine to people through this platform so people can learn exactly what you said about Jesus Christ. And not just that, that they can also experience us as Shiloh members and the leadership of Shiloh. So when we talk about that, and when we came to the came to you about us starting a podcast, what was your thoughts?
Well, not knowing a lot about podcasts.
Okay.
And then after you and others explained to me exactly what goes on with podcasts, and it fit right in with what I believe we're seeking to do here at Shiloh, in that it becomes a one of many approaches to reaching the masses of people and trying to draw them in to this Christian Education Center. So I'm very much in favor of it. I think it gives us an opportunity to not only get the adults involved, but actually the young adults, the youth, and even some of our children who's ready for this type of approach and ministry and for connecting with the community.
Right, because part of that vision is getting our young people involved. Mm-hmm. To be on both sides, hosting, producing, and learning how to do all aspects of podcasts, because it seems that the young people of the day are very much interested in technology. And this can also be another way to reach out and build relationships with these young people through this through this platform and also share the gospel with them while we're building these relationships.
Most certainly.
On today, it just so happened on the day we had another part of your vision take place, which is leadership school.
Yes.
So I'd like for you to kind of talk to the audience about leadership school and what happens in that process. And I do want to mention that you are a dean.
Well, thank you, Minister Holmes. Yes, we have set up here what we call, let me go back, the National Baptist Sunday School Publishing Board have a school that they have organized for many, many years, and basically is headed by a local dean who then follows the script that the National Baptist Sunday School Publishing Board puts out. And so there's a curriculum, if you will, and program, which they call the COP program. And that has like four sections to it with about, let's say, six classes under each of the sections of the school. And so as a dean, I'm responsible for heading up a school, organizing it, and then finding instructors, and then, of course, then going out to the churches and inviting them in to participate in the school. We do each school. We're required to do 10 hours for each school. We here at Shiloh break those 10 hours up into two consecutive Saturdays. And so we go from roughly about 8:30 to 1:30. As I said, we have great instructors, dynamic instructors, who takes a course. For example, you may have the Doctrine of God. You may have the Holy Spirit. Some other questions, how to study the Bible will be a part of that curriculum. So there's a whole slew of courses that's offered in the school, and we've been having a good attendance with that.
I believe so. So how often do you plan on having these leadership schools?
We're hoping that the Christian Leadership School can be offered at least quarterly.
Okay.
At least quarterly. One of the unique things about it is we have an opportunity to do what we call a local school, which would be the church, Shiloh Baptist Church, offering it to the community. And then the other type of school that we run is a district school. Shiloh is a member of the Lakeshore Baptist District, and so there's a pool of member churches in the district, and so we kind of organize with them, and we do a school underneath the Lakeshore Baptist District.
Amen. I've been privileged to be one of your teachers.
Yes.
And it's been an exciting journey, and it's really profitable. So if you haven't been to the leadership school, we definitely want to invite you out and make you and have you participate in that way.
If I may interject just for a minute, speaking about the leadership school, is this open for everyone or just anyone who wants to be in a leadership position?
Yeah, it carries the title of Christian Leadership School. We're trying to build leaders, but the school itself is open to everyone in the community, you know, in the local area. The school is open to everyone.
All right.
So we're going to change gears here just a bit. We know that you're preaching a series on the Beatitudes. Can you kind of walk us through your thought process and what you've been doing and bring us up to speed from where you started to where you are now?
Right. Over in Matthew's chapter 5, we have Jesus' presentation of the Beatitudes, and there essentially he's speaking in regards to the character of his followers or his disciples, if you will. He's speaking to their character, what it ought to look like. And so with that, he gives blessings, blessings there. If you look in Matthew chapter 5 there, verses 1 through 12, you'll see a list of beatitudes, and attached to each beatitudes are blessings that Jesus says. So if we are following that and obeying his word there, then we can look forward to some rich blessings. I've been, I started off with hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes.
And then we've been moving through. We went back and picked up the first two in front of that, I believe it was. And so we worked through that. We recently did the pure in heart.
Awesome message.
Yeah, we did the pure in heart, and then we, on last week, we did the peacemakers, okay, and so now we're looking here on this coming Sunday that we more or less will conclude the Beatitudes there on this coming Sunday.
Amen, amen. So I'm going to give you an opportunity, if you want to take advantage of it, you may or you may not, to share with the audience anything you want to about yourself personally, or just about Shiloh Baptist Church, direction you'd like to see it go, maybe something about you and your family, anything that you'd like to share with us.
Okay, I've got to decide where to dive in, Minister Holmes.
I left it broad.
Yeah, very broad, but that's okay. I'm a product of Waukegan, more so a product of Shiloh Baptist Church.
Yeah.
I came to Shiloh when I was roughly about 16, back in June of 1974. I began to matriculate through Sunday school. I had some outstanding instructors in Sunday school. I am very fond of Pastor Eugene Roberson, who was my high school Sunday school teacher, along with Brother Minister Russell Jones.
Okay.
He's the brother of Sister Patricia Jones.
Yeah.
And so I was in their Sunday school class, and they impressed upon me the importance of studying the Word of God, come equipped and prepared to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that, and they gave me opportunities to teach the Sunday school class. I grew from there into becoming a deacon. I was selected to serve as a deacon here at Shiloh Baptist Church. So we did that in my early 20s. And at that time, I was not married. And then shortly thereafter, I became married. I was praying for a wife, asking God for a wife.
All right, now.
And he showed me my wife right here in Shiloh Baptist Church. And so we united in marriage back in 1982, June 5th of 1982. Eventually in 80,
what was her name again?
Shirley Shirley Ivy. Yes. So she had come to Shiloh a couple of years before I arrived here in 1974. And so we were married, as I said, in June 5th, 1982. And then it was in 85 we had our son Cedric. And then from there in 87, November 1st of 1987, we had our daughter, Alicia Faith. And from there, we continued to grow in the church. And as I said, I became a deacon. And then from the deacon, I acknowledged my call into the ministry.
Yes, sir.
Under Pastor
Wallstone Francis.
And I should go back to say, when I was crowned a deacon, which probably was more, probably about the late 70s, if I'm not mistaken, or early 80s, that was under Pastor Jonathan Lightfoot, J.N. Lightfoot. And so then we were crowned deacon, and then under Pastor Lightfoot, then we were crowned, from there was licensed to be a minister, and a minister of the gospel here at Shiloh under Pastor Wallstone E. Francis.
All right.
Well Pastor, we know the 107th birthday of the church is coming due this month.
Yes.
And that's going to be a really big celebration, I'm sure. And it's just amazing the the minister, the history of the ministers that have come through the church and has enlightened the church and has grown the church. So this is a new generation that we're facing.
Yes.
And one of the things we're going to do is interview some of the older members of the church, maybe 80, 90 plus, who can share some information for us, how they've grown in the church, and maybe even some enlightening words they can pass on to generation. And that's really our goal, is where do we go from here? And how do we communicate with the new generations of folks coming into this church?
Yes, we're very high and thankful to God for our history here at Shiloh. We have a long history, as you mentioned, 177 years here at Shiloh, and so we're thankful to God for that long history. We've had many who have come through Shiloh and have branched out in the community across the cities and states. In fact, on this 107th anniversary, one of our own, Pastor Eugene Roberson, who is the pastor over at First Corinthian, he will be our preacher for Sunday, October 27th, when we celebrate the 107th anniversary. So we've had a rich history, and the transition from that, from the rich history, we're excited about the future, for Shiloh. We're excited. Yes, we have some challenges to undertake, but we know that we don't undertake them alone. God is with us. And mm-hmm. so we have to reach out to families. We're organizing a family ministry here, and we'd like to reach out to families and pull them in to share the gospel with them and give them a biblical Christian education and make disciples so that they can further reach out to other families and visit friends and acquaintances that they might have. So we have a ways to go. It's all a part of the planning that we're doing here at Shiloh to expand Shiloh and to draw in the community.
Well, we'd like to thank you so much for coming out, Pastor Ivy. And we'd like for you not to be a stranger and come back and visit us and be on our podcast again. And hopefully you can invite some other pastors and ministers in the area so they can be guests on the show. And we'll have a chance to talk to them and get to know them, and other people can get to know them in the community.
Well, I thank you, Minister Holmes. I think this is an outstanding thing that is being done here for the church and for the community, and I'll take you up on that offer.
Bless you now.
All right.
I'd like to thank both ministers for being here and to give this information to the public. I'm sure they will enjoy it. So we're going to leave you at this point, and we'll pick up the next episode that will be coming out soon, and we'll see you then. God bless you.